Start recording. I'm recording.
I'm gonna go live.
I kind of fucked up my camera where it's at, but
yeah, we're live. We're here.
We're live.
We're here.
Apparently, we're not.
We're not.
I mean, I clicked the button. Come on, Twitch, pick it up. There we go. Good job, buddy. You figured it out.
Yay, we did the things.
All right, episode 34.
Episode 34.
Bit. Was it shit? Let's find out.
Yeah. Anyway, did you not bite me?
I mean, sorry.
Sir.
Gomez.
You're the one in my lap. Okay. That is a great way to start this episode, by the way. Complaining about being bitten.
Gomez. Thanks, sir.
You're the one in my lap. Anyway.
If only.
Welcome to Apartment Theater, everybody.
Episode 34. Bit.
Welcome to Apartment Theater.
It's about Cass and her cat.
It's about me. I wrote this movie, guys.
Not gonna lie, when me and John were watching it, I looked at the one vampire, I'm like, that's Cass.
Yeah. I frequently style my hair in the way of the lead vampire.
My hair is cut like that. So yeah.
I'm not allowed to be a vampire.
You're not allowed to be a vampire, Justin.
I have too much power.
Boy.
Because men are evil.
Men are evil.
Men are terrible and evil, and they're all trying to get you.
I guess I should introduce this episode.
By the power.
I picked
unlimited power.
For... So not my choice me. Was I'm sorry, I just want to.
He watched the movie. He's corrupted now. He's a boy.
My little boy. God, this episode has already started off to a riot.
So we're continuing our Gay Pride Month.
With another lesbian movie.
I'm sorry. Not really. At all.
Yeah, I'm not.
I'm not at all sorry. But
I feel sorry for any of the gay men out there listening. Sorry. For some reason, they're all lesbian movies.
So they could be bi, too.
Yeah. The movie Bit follows a transgender teenager.
What?
No, she's not.
Yeah.
What? No.
The main teenager?
Oh my god, guys.
What?
That's why I picked it.
She's not trans.
Hold on. Wait.
Did I miss something?
I apparently missed something too.
A transgender teenage girl on summer vacation in Los Angeles. That's why
they pulled that out of their ass, because that never
No, that is never talked about.
That's never talked about.
So this is the only reference you get to it, because I said something to John about this, is when she was becoming a vampire standing in front of him, and Duke was explaining why it's all females and stuff like that, and she was just like, even me? And she said, I read your thoughts, even you, because she identifies as a female. For the record, here you go.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. I do wish they touched on it a little bit more, but yeah, so the main character is transgender. And they subtly hint on it, like in the argument between the brother and the sister, when he was saying like how the arguments with the family constantly, with her and like the parents, and he's always on her side. Yeah.
Okay.
So something that
there's also a lot of lesbians in this movie.
So something I'm thinking here then, because like, okay, just because someone's gonna ask it, so I'm gonna ask it, so I guess I can be the asshole here.
Okay.
Because in the movie,
mm-hmm.
They talk about how men have all the power or whatever, and that's why they can't turn men. If you identify as female, but you have men parts,
you're still a woman.
Right. But like, what if it's a man that thinks, like, what if a man gets turned and he just thinks to himself, I am a woman. Just like, can you trick it? Like,
I feel like they would know.
So,
yeah,
because like, what gives you more power in it? Because like, this is like, look, I'm trying to avoid as many landmines on this as possible, but it's like, is the power in your genitals? Because that's why I'm confused here. It's like,
it's in your brain.
It's in your brain.
It's in your brain.
Your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Brain. So like, but okay. So if you're a man vampire and you, can you transition then? Do you become less powerful then?
I don't think you become less powerful. No, I think you because become less corrupt.
But they say that the men have more power. So like, wouldn't you like,
I think
what's stopping, so why are the women then like not just taking like testosterone or whatever, becoming men to become more powerful?
Okay.
Am I like totally off base here?
Yes. But I don't blame you for being off base, but yes, you are. So the point why, like, so throughout history, this is very like well known, women been pushed around, seen as servants, seen as lesser, are not even seen as a human.
People.
Just seen as a thing that's there. So being given something that you can protect yourself with gives you power over the centuries of men just beating women down. I'm not saying every guy does it, like, so don't think I'm targeting every man. I'm just saying society, that's just how it is. So the women now have this power over men that they can like pick up shitty guys, which they say 80-20% of the time they just target shit people.
Yeah.
They have that power to finally be on top. So
nice.
They don't want
finally the women are on top. Yes.
So
empowerment.
Giving a man the vampire power just gives them the power to try to be in control again.
I understand that. But that
it's a state of mind.
Yeah.
That's where I think it is.
So they're not saying that the men have like a higher power level than them. But it seemed like that with the main dude, the Vlad dude.
Okay, because he was the start of all vampires, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were feeding off his heart because it had...
Duke was.
And some other people at the end, but...
They all do at the end.
What's the point of eating the heart then if it doesn't do anything?
He's
so is the power like, in the heart?
He's the original vampire, so he's got special abilities that are stored in his heart because he can't be killed.
But it doesn't seem like it transfers. It's more of like, I want a taste of the power, but the power doesn't transfer, it seems. Like, she likes the...
It
feels like she's getting power, but she doesn't get anything?
No, he does explain that she has been taking his power by doing that. He does explain that at the end.
Because she Duke glamored all the other vampires, basically, which was like a rule that you're not supposed to do. Anyway, Duke is basically on this fucking power trip to be like, we can't turn men because they'll have power trips. Meanwhile, she's on her own fucking power trip.
Irony.
Doing the exact same fucking thing. Yeah. So literally the entire thing is, your gender doesn't fucking matter. You can still suck.
But it does, though. It does. It does matter. Kind of. Because they target... Because they were saying that they were targeting... It seemed like they targeted mostly men.
Yeah.
In fact, I would say that they only were targeting men, and then the women were kind of just like, eh, they were there.
Kind
of. Like, none of the women in the movie, like, that were attacked, I think it was two.
Yeah.
Were doing anything shitty, but it was like, if it was a guy, the guy was always doing something shitty except for the brother.
Mm-hmm.
And
the poor brother. I'm glad he's okay.
The hit you over the head constantly. Men are bad. 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 Men bad. Women good. Men bad. That was the whole... And I get it. Trust me. It's not saying like, oh, men haven't done shitty things. I get it. But it was so blunt with the way that it was presenting it. I'm like, I'm just sitting there like, okay.
I think that was kind of the point, though.
Yeah.
As to kind of beat it over your head, but then, like, she's literally doing the exact same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, as the leader. Like, she's controlling what they do. Like, saying what they can do. Like, it has all these rules about being a vampire that basically...
Well, three.
keeps three. Them tied to her.
Right.
You know, as a form of protection or whatever that she, you know, tells them when, like, is not that true. Yeah. Which kind of, we could branch into that and say that since she is eating his heart, that is his corruption bleeding into her.
Yeah.
The dangers to women are men and toxic femininity. Anonymity.
Yeah, honestly.
Anonymity.
Can I just talk about one of my favorite scenes?
The credits.
When Duke is in the party and the crowd splits and you see Vlad.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the most handsome men. I'm like, no, he looks
He
looks like a Neanderthal. But then again, she's talking about like her perspective because she was brainwashed into thinking like, oh, yeah he is... One of the most handsome people,
Oh my god, I don't know if that guy was a bad actor or what, but every scene Vlad was in, it was so fucking awkward.
You thought he was a bad actor? Let's talk about the lead chick in this movie. She was god-awful. I couldn't buy a single thing. It seemed like they just picked her out of like a, like some kind of department store or something. I'm just like, you can act in a movie, right? No.
You're our lead. The video. I think the movie was very predictable because
we knew what we were getting into.
When I was talking to John and Duke was just telling the lead girl, like, you're gonna have to feed eventually, and if you don't do it, it's gonna be bad, and you're gonna target somebody you don't want to. And then Andy's planning a trip out, so I thought Andy was gonna die, even though Andy tried to eat himself, and she just ended up trying to kill her brother.
That
so.
Whole relationship added nothing to the movie. I forgot he even existed until they brought it near the end. I'm like, which was fine. Yeah, I forgot about him. So did she.
He's a fine leeway into her moving. That was a fine leeway. There was no point for them to bring him back. Absolutely none.
Yeah.
So, absolutely
none. Oh, he's going to kill himself. Well, okay.
Other than to start the argument and to, like, give us hints about her past.
Yeah, the info dump that was. Where the brother is like, you know, after all the corruption, all this shit with our family. And I'm like, well, when we were back with the family, everybody was having just a gay old time. I didn't notice anything there. So it was like, maybe you should have showed that a little bit instead of just like, all this shit that happened in our lives. Like, really? Because it didn't really seem like anything happened until you just fucking said all this shit.
Yeah.
We showed no signs of her having like a former addiction or whatever. It was just, here is all of this shit. Like, this seemed a little out of fucking nowhere, don't you think? A little out of left field. Like, I was sitting there like, did I miss something? I must have missed something. Was this a deleted scene? Did we have like this arc where she was giving over something that I totally missed? Because sure, I can definitely miss the context of shit, but like, seemed like she was fine and they were fine and nothing.
Yeah, he said like, I'm glad you guys are fine now. It would have been nice to like, yeah, definitely get glimpses on that. I do like when she leaves for Los Angeles, the dad turns to the mother and is just like, want to have sex.
Yeah. I was like, fuck
every
yeah,
single
go.
Parent, I guarantee
fucking go.
Any parents that are still attracted to each other. All the kids are gone. We're fucking. Hell yeah, we are. God, mm-hmm. It's just like when you have the house to yourself, you're going to jerk it. Fuck yeah, you are. No one's home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't do that. But I walk around without Danny's pants lying and a to shirt everybody. On. What?
Danny is the worst one. Danny is chronic.
Sir. Poor Danny. Sir.
Madam.
Sir. Madam.
My favorite scene was the montage set to whatever the fucking song is. When we're being told about Vlad.
Oh, Duke's montage?
Yeah, Duke's montage, where, like, we're getting all the, like, 70s stuff.
Yeah, I love it.
Like, that fucking Rasputin song is what's playing. That's what our montage is to. I'm like, this is the best shit ever.
Well, that was another, this is out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I was like, this is amazing. Just leave me here.
When I was watching with John, it took a second, and then I was like, rah, it just started really dead.
It definitely pulled me out. I was like, why is this song in here?
Oh, I loved it.
It was fantastic.
It was great.
I liked the idea, though, that they did, like, she wants, like, just female vampires, and then the main character is transgender. I obviously wish it was more obvious for you guys, since neither of you...
It doesn't add anything. It doesn't
I'm,
add
apparently
anything.
Apparently I'm dense as fuck. Like...
That would have been kind of cool.
I feel like it does, though, because, like, you questioned it so much, like, well, then where does the corruption come from?
Yeah.
But maybe it doesn't. I don't know. I'm also off base.
I just don't think it.
The idea of all the women being vampires, or like everybody in the world being vampires. I'm like, do we not understand overpopulation issue? Like, what's not? The poor brother's just like, shit, I didn't ask for this. It's like, bro, I don't think any of us did.
The chemistry between the sister and the brother was fucking terrible, too. Like, there was nothing.
Yeah.
Like, they were starting with something here at the beginning, but, like, there should have been a lot more of, like, brother-sister things to show, like, oh, they're very close or whatever, you know? Like, there's a reason why they came out here, you know? Maybe it could have been, like, a shitty situation at home, and then she comes up, like, okay, that would make sense for everything else that he listed.
Yeah.
But... It doesn't. It doesn't make any sense of why you would drop all this shit. And it almost felt like you could have just had it to where this chick was just starting out on her own in LA, and there didn't have to be a brother character or the parents or the best friend or whatever. Like, all that shit could have probably just been axed out of it, and you still wouldn't have missed anything. The only thing you wouldn't have gotten, though, is, oh, you would have turned the wrong person. But even then, that doesn't really matter either. I don't feel like anyone really learned anything. It's like, he's fine. Okay.
He's okay. He's fine.
I'm so glad that they were so conveniently at the end where they were, like, because, okay, the reason why there's no boys, is because they're more powerful. They show at the beginning where they kill a dude that becomes a vampire before he can really like take off and do vampire-y things. And they keep the girl that that transformed the dude into a vampire under the hideout, whatever club thing that they have in this grate. Like, I mean, like, it's like a cage to have. We don't see anything down there because there was barely any budget in this fucking movie, so God forbid they would have to show us what's in the hole. But there is someone in there. And why they didn't just kill that person anyway?
Because it's a girl.
Yeah.
I think it's because she was the
they the killed a girl though, didn't they? Like the girl that like mm-hmm.
She was the first wife, I guess referring. First wife. Yeah.
So she might have some similar powers to Vlad where like it's really difficult to kill her.
So why not just put her heart in a box to
I don't know.
In a very
just slitting her throat.
Just a very convenient, like, oh, I'm so glad I'm able to stand over this grate. Like, why even have the grate? Why not just like just pure darkness? There's no point of her having a grate.
So she can see the fun that they're still having.
And so
it's a club. You can hear it, unless vampires are deaf.
Because it also gives the lead girl opportunity to slit her throat so blood goes pouring into the grave.
Ah, for the plot to happen. Her.
For the plot to happen. Plot devices. You know?
Yeah, and I definitely called it on the... This isn't a cure, it's just Everclear.
Yeah.
I didn't call it being Everclear, but I was like, that's not... There's. I'm like, a cure? Seriously? No, you wouldn't have a fucking cure.
You and John are on par with the same thoughts that occurred during this movie.
I was like, that's probably just like holy water or something, so it'll hurt, maybe?
But they're not hurt by holy water or the sun or anything.
Yeah, so it's probably just water. They're but just actually, super vampires.
Super vampires, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
When they were talking about familiars, all I was thinking of was What We Do in the Shadows.
Same.
And it's like, but he never turned him. I was like, what's that?
They
what's
never the character's did anything. Name in
What We Do in the Shadows? Like,
Guillermo.
I
love him.
I was expecting him to show up first.
Me too.
I'm like, oh my god, what if this just turned into like What We Do in the Shadows? That'd be amazing. But
talking about an amazing like gay bisexual vampire show. Oh fuck, that show's amazing.
Anyway. If you want. Anyway. If you want a better done queer vampire movie, that one.
What We Do in the Shadows.
That one. Yeah. That's like a fucking stellar out of five movie.
Masterpiece.
Yes.
Absolute fucking
And the show's good
too.
Just Abby just constantly.
Just watch it.
Let's watch this show. Let's watch. Abby, let me just get to it when I want to. Leave me
it's
be.
It's so good though. It's so good though.
I have watched a lot of it though, because
the point of the Vampire Hunters though did literally nothing too.
It really did.
It's just to show that men are bad.
I was so hoping that the old man was actually the lead chick's like dad. I was so hoping that he was going to be like, so this is what my daughter's become, like when he's got her in the trap.
No, that would have been interesting.
I love that trap.
That would have been amazing. I was like, come on, be her dad. Like that would be so fun.
But no, what is it instead? Dude. We captured this guy and he's MAGA, Joe Rogan. He is every single thing that you can think of. He is a one-dimensional. Of course, this guy's a piece of shit. He has no redeeming values whatsoever. Yep. He's a piece of shit. There is no contest over this. He's a piece of shit. He deserves to be dead because he has no qualities whatsoever to him. Yeah. I feel like
and
it would have been
a part of the subreddit that knows that there's vampires in Los Angeles.
Yeah. I imagine it's called Vincels or something stupid like that.
There's actually a subreddit of vampires in LA.
I'm sure.
I want to know.
I guarantee. Look it up.
Well, don't look it up using Reddit because the Reddit search function is fucking terrible. But like all these things that I've been saying, I keep worrying that people are going to get like this false picture in my head that I'm like typical Redditor guy. I'm not. I'm not. I swear. But
are you sure?
I try my best not to be like
I know.
The questions I've had, it's not because I'm not open-minded about something. I'm just curious. I'm like, what qualifies as what? Because like the transgender thing. I think it would have been kind of interesting if it was like a pulling both sides thing or something and like have some kind of conflict with that. Or just like self-identity in general of like, what am I? now. Like,
yeah,
it could have been like an allegory of that, but like the transformation to a vampire is like, I'm a vampire now. I fly. Wee. Okay. That's it.
Oh, the flying was so stupid too.
It was. It was terrible.
I also like when they killed the rest of the vampire hunters and she's just like, why do they think we don't have weapons? And I'm like, you know what? That's a solid. Why do when people ever like attack others, they just don't think like, why? No, they don't have weapons. Why? It's like, what makes you think that they don't have weapons?
It's kind of like the conservative liberal argument on guns, where conservatives think that all liberals have no guns. And like, no, they have guns.
They got guns. They go hunting too.
You'd be surprised. Hey,
they go hunting.
God, I have a friend who is more like liberal, and he's like, I have like 3 guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Of course, I want my gun. I have one. Why wouldn't I use it? He doesn't go hunting though. I think it's mainly pretty. Like self defense thing. But yeah, I think it would have been a lot more interesting if there would have been an actual conflict of the all men are bad thing of like having good elements and like being a conflicting thing of like, well, wait, are all like men bad or something? Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't need to be this like, well, he's a Trumper, so he's clearly a piece of shit. And it's like,
right.
It's like maybe some people are just kind of brainwashed into being in the mm-hmm. wrong side of whatever. And just like some kind of conflict on there. But like, yeah, if I was in this Vincels shit, that is now the vampire incels, Vincels.
Hashtag Vincels.
If you were in that group and you saw your friend who was in the Vincels group die to fucking Duke. You would also be like, Duke. They're all Duke. Okay. Now let's make it right. I would definitely have loved this movie if out of nowhere Duke Nukem shows up.
He fucking shows up.
And he's a fucking big titty vampire.
Yes. That would be amazing.
Oh, yes.
Like, oh, where's that vampire movie?
You know
I want big titty Duke Nukem vampire movie.
What also would have made sense is like the brother, like so far is getting painted out like okay guy.
He plays Call of Duty, so clearly he's a piece of shit, according to the movie.
Okay, whatever.
I don't know.
But anyway, she captures another one, and he ends up being a Vincel.
Yeah,
that would add something.
Some kind of conflict. Something interesting happening besides.
Yeah.
We're strong, empowered women. We take the night. They will be in fear of us. Okay.
Really like the idea of let men be the ones who are afraid to jog at night. Like I'm in favor of that.
Yeah.
In general. But also corruption has more to do with just, you know,
I don't
identifying as a man.
I never felt like the men were being terrorized in this movie though. Like there was like the obvious Vincels that were getting attacked. Mm-hmm. But I never felt like chaos in the streets. Like, what if her brother had been like, hey, you need to like keep it. Like, there's people that are like getting abducted and shit like that. Like, they should have been abducting other men besides like men that weren't doing anything to make it like, okay. Or like she warns mm-hmm. her brother, like, you shouldn't be going out. It's dangerous. There's a lot of men dying. And there could have been some kind of conflict with that. Mm-hmm. But instead, it's all men are bad. And they're all doing shitty things. Like, one of them's fucking date raping someone. One of them's fucking peeking in boobies. Boo! There's never anything interesting with that. Like, it could be interesting. You know, like, what if the women were terrorizing the men? But they're not. They're not doing. They're only going for that subset of Vincels.
Yeah, that nobody actually cares about.
Yeah.
I mean, but that's pretty good pickings for a vampire, honestly. If you're trying to lay low, you go after the people who
nobody's really going to give but a
the,
shit about.
Okay, but the other thing, too, is something that they said was that the blood of people that they are attracted to
tastes better.
Tastes better. And I think it would have been really interesting if there were, like, men that they were attracted to that, like it becomes like a struggle of not turning the men or whatever, like there's something luring them about the men, like, oh, their blood tastes so much better or something. Just anything that makes it to where the men are actually preyed upon because they're not. I imagine their blood tasted like shit for the people that they hated. And it's like,
why? Or like have like a little like back room or locked room of each one has like a guy like chained down that they think's hot to like get a little taste when they want. Like just in the back room, like, oh yeah, I find this guy attractive. Like the blood tastes better. So like,
but then he would have gotten
chained back there so he can't leave. And they still obviously have blood. So they
maybe she wasn't
chained down.
Maybe it'd be one of those things where they're like, they're not biting them. They're like draining them instead. Like they're like poking their veins and shit and like drawing their blood out that way.
Yeah.
Something.
But I don't think any of these women were attracted to men. That's the other
thing. That was, and then I was like, so they're all, we just all happen to find all lesbian vampires here.
Well, I think Duke is at least bi.
No, she said I was a raging lesbian or something like that.
She
or
said
I was a straight up lesbian.
To quote what she said, I was a straight up dyke. That is what she said.
Okay.
She
I was said a straight up dyke and falling for this man. Yeah, when he like glamored her. Yeah. So like she says,
I was out of that scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
We all miss something in the movies that we watch where we're like, it was this. And I'm like, oh, okay, that makes sense. And then,
And then we know, I don't even know what the one girl's name was.
Which one?
Our one black girl that is in this movie. I have no idea what her name was. Do they even say it?
Yes.
They do.
They do?
Yes.
They do.
I also don't know what I'm assuming the... honestly, I don't know what any of the other three characters' names are.
Izzy. It's...
Because, like, we clearly have a non-binary person in there. That's the other thing.
You can tell which one that one is.
Like, they are clearly non-binary, but then Duke is going off about how they only change women. And I'm like... That person is clearly non-binary or is non-gender conforming of some kind.
Yeah. Like,
but it plays into nothing. Just like, how it's, I have a feeling they put that little tidbit of the transgender thing in there just to seem more like LGBT friendly or whatever. I feel like it was just like shoehorned in there. Like there is, it doesn't add, like it doesn't... It's such like a fucking tiptoe thing around. It's like, I'm not saying that the character can't be transgender and it doesn't matter. I'm not saying that. But like, they make it a point in the plot synopsis to bring it up.
Point it out.
So clearly it means something.
More obvious in the movie. Yeah.
But it doesn't mean anything. So it doesn't matter that it's there. And they touch on it one time, and you forget that it, like, we were all sitting here like, what? Well, Danny wasn't, but Cass and I here were like, what the fuck are you talking about?
There's a bat in my room.
There is a fly on my ring light right now, and I want to kill it. I'm getting so distracted by it.
I agree. It's weird. I don't know. I think Duke was off a rocker.
We all were.
They should have made her like a little more insane. I think like giving her more like an unstable effect would also go well.
If there was a power transfer, like if there was more power transfer, power hungry, whatever, I think that would have played out a lot better. Like she just she just completely loses it and it's like, I'm taking over whatever. Like,
or like she wanting to expand. Like for more females, because she only ever has like three other girls.
But then you'd have to hire more actors, and they didn't want to do that.
We don't have time for that.
That's probably why there's only the few. And they're like, we can't change because there's got a limited budget here. Did you see the smoke cigarette effect thing on the finger? It wasn't looking too good. Like, that looked silly.
Speaking about the cigarette finger thing, I did really aesthetically enjoy the close-up of the burning cigarette in whatever, like, little 10-second clip that was.
Oh, when she says you have till the end of this stun cigarette to live.
Something like that. I don't know. Yeah. But there was, like, a super close-up of, like, a cigarette being burned, and I was like, ooh, that's kind of weird.
Are these vampires French? Because there is a lot of smoking in this movie. Smoking.
I think you just don't care about, like, drugs or any kind of vices at all when you're a vampire because you can't die from it.
Yeah, I just, like, it they're all smoking cigarettes.
Doesn't medically affect you.
But why do it, though? Because they were also saying, like, oh, you can't overdose or do anything. Like, so why do it?
Yeah, well, why do it?
Why do it at all? If it doesn't do anything for you, why do it? To look cool?
All vampires have oral fixations because vampires?
Vampires.
I don't know.
Also, this, every time somebody ate somebody and they just had, like, blood all over their face, I always think of, I think it's like a Tumblr post or something, that somebody's just going off about how fucking rude it is to be a vampire with blood all over your face and how messy you are. Like,
yeah.
Who fucking taught you how to eat? Clean up after yourself. Like, why are you letting your food just spill all over your face and down your chest? Like, it's not cute.
It always turns into, like, a sexual thing too. Like, every vampire movie, they're always, like, just, like, quivering at the touch of blood, and it's like
blood.
Oh my god, blood! Oh, because to make it look so edgy and shit too, the blood dripping, like, oh, they're like a feral animal or whatever. Like, oh, look at them; they're so disgusting. I think that's what it is. It's like, they want to look disgusting. They want to be treated like these, like, beasts of the night or whatever.
Like, I don't know. If I was a vampire, I wouldn't want to be doing that. I would be draining somebody so I could just drink it. Like, I don't want it all over my face. I don't even like when I eat spaghetti and I get little bit of, like, butter. Like,
I want a Capri Sun straw and just stab it right in the fucking neck and drink it that way. That's my choice if I was a vampire.
Yeah. Capri Sun straw. Exactly.
You're a fucking Capri Sun. That's all we are as humans.
I just want to point out what Danny just said there.
What? Oh, no.
I want to drain someone. I don't want it all over my face.
Thanks for sending us that direction. I mean, since we're all honestly talking about sensual things, I don't want things on my face.
I'm going to drain this man, but not all over my face.
But not all over my face.
Like, I agree with whoever was on that page. Like, why do you have to be gross about it? Just, like, clean yourself. Like, but there's other vampires that can clearly do it, so why can't you?
That's because they don't want to. It's because they want to be messy. They want to look...
It's showing off.
Yeah.
It's like my coworkers. Mm-hmm. My coworkers are like that.
Shout out to our coworkers who are listening.
That's maybe fine.
Fuck you
guys. I tell
them
to their face, like, to clean up their shit all the time. So it's okay.
Men are
maybe
evil.
Eating messily is like the Instagram photo of food. You know? Like, you're showing off your meal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how vampires work.
Dominance. That could be showing dominance.
Did anyone else find, like, the dialogue kind of weird, too, in parts? Yeah. Kind of awkward?
Yeah, it was a little weird.
I'm 14 and this is edgy, kind of.
Oh, yeah. This was definitely young adult vampire fiction. I mean, and they even say something about it in the beginning of the movie.
Oh, yeah, like, I'm gonna be 18 forever.
No, at the beginning of the introduction to this movie, it's like something about, like, a young adult vampire fantasy or some shit.
There's no glitter. It's like, are we really bringing up Twilight? Like, aren't we and over this?
This is so much a young adult vampire movie. Like, it abso-fucking-lutely is. It is a queer young adult vampire movie. I think it was fun to watch.
It felt like a CW show.
Oh, yeah. This had CW.
I was like, is this an episode of Supernatural?
I think this,
Vampire Diaries.
Is, a good watch with friends. I don't know if I could have watched it by myself.
I watched it. Like, that's the thing.
I watched it by myself. And I was laughing, and I was having a good time.
I wasn't necessarily bored while watching it. Like, the movie paced itself fine, but it just felt like for a lot of the time, nothing was happening until, like, the very end.
There was, like, no story really honestly given.
Yeah, it was just an hour of, I'm a vampire, I'm conflicted, kind of, but not really. Like, she thinks about it for, like, 2 seconds, and like, ah, whatever.
Yeah.
And then all the obvious shit happens.
They don't even, like, Duke also says, like, I want her here because she reminds me of somebody. They never even touch on who she reminds her of.
Oh, the first wife.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
I made that assumption because they had recently, like, put the first wife into the hole. And they both have dark hair.
Was the first wife trans as well?
And maybe trans is
actually Transylvania.
Are we talking about Rocky Horror Picture Show?
A transsexual
from Transylvania.
From Transylvania. My god, no one broke out into song. I mean,
so disappointed. I really want to watch Rocky Horror Picture Show now.
That's probably okay. Like, if anybody out there listens to us babble on about shit, they're probably like, how come they haven't talked about Rocky Horror? Like, are they going to talk about that for an episode? No, because we all watched it a million times.
Yeah. Everyone I watch knows it every year movie. On Halloween. So, like, and then throughout the year as well.
I've seen
it live twice. Also, as a side note, sorry, we're going off page now. If you ever fucking get the chance to see Rocky Horror Picture Show on stage, go fucking see it at all costs.
Just cost me my life.
Yes. Go.
Oh, okay.
It'll be worth it.
Like, the two stage performances I saw, now I saw one at a university, which I had to pay for to go see, and then the other one at a community college, which I didn't have to pay to go see, and the free one was absolutely hands down the better show.
Poor university.
Which is kind of hilarious. Uh-huh. But they were both still amazing and totally worth it. And it's an interactive stage experience.
So you can go on stage and slap them on the ass.
No. So,
I mean, that sounds like it's up the alley, but.
Kind of, but no. but if you've ever gone to, like, a show of it, like a Shadowcast show, and, like, you're sitting in the audience and the audience can yell stuff out at the screen.
Yeah.
So you can do that in the theater and the cast members fucking say shit back. Like, they respond to you. And it is absolutely choice and fantastic. Amazing. Hands down.
Or even
best theater experience I've ever had.
Like, going to a movie theater and seeing the movie as well is worth it, too, because people
going and seeing a shadow cast. Absolutely. Yeah. If you haven't, what the fuck are you doing with your life? Go do it.
Support.
Dress up. Pick your favorite character, who you want to be. They usually give out little goodie bags.
I like goodie bags.
With toilet paper and rice and squirt guns. And depending on the theater, it's a lot of fun.
But Cass, what if I want to be you?
What if I want to be the very best?
What if you shut the fuck up?
Anyway.
Fuck me. You have 52 days and I am going to fight you.
Okay, I thought that was good. You have 52 days to fuck me.
No.
Speed three.
Yeah, we're not going that far, but I'll fuck you up.
Now that's a movie that I would watch. You have 50 days to fuck me, or else this bus explodes.
Goodness.
I would watch that.
Mm-mm, no.
Is there a speed porno? Let's watch that. What would it be called?
There probably is. I bet it there is. You can Google that on your own time, sir. Anyway, let's, I guess, do our wrap up.
So our wrap up.
If that's what it is.
You can follow us on Twitter, Instagram.
No, did we like the movie?
Oh,
yeah, I liked it.
That bit first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was fun. I think.
Yeah, I liked it.
If you don't think about it too hard, it's an enjoyable movie.
Yeah.
That was all right. Yeah. I felt no one way or the other. Like
I had a good time watching it. So
it's a good Pride Month makeout movie.
Every day is a good day to make out.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I don't know.
No, every day is a good day to make out.
All right.
Even when you think it's not, it is.
Yeah. It is.
I think so. We'll see.
I mean, I'll you got to pick your moment.
Yeah, consent. Exactly. It's always gotta be always important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway. All right.
Yeah.
Wrap up.
Twitter. Instagram. Follow us on Spotify or wherever podcasts are sold. Streaming. That's where we're at. That's it.
Thanks for coming.
Fuck you.
Get the fuck out.
Get out.
Get the fuck out.
Fuck you. Eat my butt.
What?
It's Pride Month.
Well,
it doesn't work like that.